From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. European Interior Ministers failed Monday to agree on a plan to relocate 120,000 migrants across the European Union. Most of the ministers support the plan for binding quotas, but the Eastern European countries, including Hungary, raised objections. The ministers did agree on an earlier plan to relocate 40,000 migrants now in Greece and Italy. Swedish Justice and Migration Minister Morgan Johansson said he hopes Europe can do more than that.
I hope that the European Union can commit itself to redistribute 120,000 refugees from Italy, Greece and Hungary, another 120 on top of those 40,000 that we agreed on this summer.
Earlier Monday, Hungary blocked its main crossing point along the border with Serbia with razor wire. The Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban said new laws restricting immigration called for severe punishments for human traffickers. Egyptian officials say a group of tourists was in a restricted area when security forces opened fire on Sunday, mistaking the group for suspected terrorists and killing at least 12 people, including two Mexican citizens. Egypt's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said that military and police forces were targeting terrorists utilizing 4x4 vehicles similar to the ones used by the tourists when they fired on the visitors. Mexico's president is demanding a thorough investigation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called emergency talks with his ministers Monday to discuss the surge in violence between Israelis and Palestinians in Jerusalem. A Jewish man died early Monday when his car crashed into a ditch after it was struck by a Palestinian rock thrower. Two others in the car hurt. Also Monday, Palestinian protesters and police fought for the second straight day outside a religious site in East Jerusalem, revered by both Muslims and Jews. This is VOA News. A 16-year-old girl has died of Ebola in northern districts of Sierra Leone. The death is seen as a setback for Sierra Leone, which just last month celebrated the discharge of its last Ebola patient. The country had gone for 6 months without a new case of the disease. Reuters reports officials quarantined hundreds of people Monday in hopes of stemming the spread of Ebola. The U.S. Defense Department has confirmed reports that Russia appears to be setting up an airbase in Syria. A Pentagon spokesman says the movement of Russian personnel and equipment into an area near the coastal city of Latakia suggests the establishment of a forward operating base. Meanwhile, Syria's ambassador to Russia calling talk of Russia troop presence in Syria a lie. Russia has only admitted to supplying arms to Syria and helping to train personnel on use of the weapons. The Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott has been ousted from office in a leadership challenge. Mr. Abbott was replaced as the leader of the Liberal Party by his rival, Malcolm Turnbull, who will become the head of government.
It will be a thoroughly liberal government committed to freedom, the individual, and the market. It'll be focused on ensuring that in the years ahead, as the world becomes more and more competitive and greater opportunities arise, we are able to take advantage of that.
Turnbull's support for a carbon trading plan, and gay marriage in the Australian Republic made him unpopular with this party's right wing. A U.S. courthouse clerk who was jailed for refusing to issue same-sex marriage licenses is back at work, promising not to block her deputy from issuing those licenses. Hours after Kim Davis showed up at the Rowan County Courthouse in Kentucky, a deputy issued a license to a same-sex couple, and Davis did not interfere. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in June that same-sex couples have a constitutional right to marry. And Taliban insurgents have stormed a prison in central Afghanistan, freeing hundreds of inmates. Ayaz Ghul has the story.
Afghan officials say the well-organized pre-dawn assault began with a suicide car bombing at the entrance that allowed other insurgents to get into the prison in the province of Ghazni. An Interior Ministry spokesman, Najib Danish, told VOA the facility was housing around 436 men and women prisoners. He says 355 of them escaped, including a female detainee, and a search is underway to recapture them. Afghan authorities have described almost half of those who fled as dangerous criminals, saying they were charged with national security crimes. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.